Now, for the Liberals, this appeared to simply be a case of the Conservative Lords protecting their own landed interests, and they had good reason for thinking so, as I've said, convention dictated that the Lords did not intervene in money bills. When the election was called for January 1910, therefore, the Liberals campaigned on the issue of the peers versus the people. For most ordinary people, however, and don't forget that at this time only about 60% of men had the vote in Britain, the constitutional question over the House of Lords was not of much interest, most voters concentrating instead on the issue of tariff reform, which had lost the Conservatives the previous election. When the votes were counted, the Liberals had won the election, but they had lost their overall majority and were now dependent on the 40 Labour MPs and 82 Irish Nationalists in the Commons for support. The significance of this dependence was that the issue of Home Rule for Ireland, a policy horribly unpopular in the Unionist-dominated Lords, now re-entered the centre stage of politics, as the Liberals would be forced to introduce it again in order to guarantee the support of the Irish Nationalists.